Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny.
Mention It All. A Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Hold on, check me, bro.
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol. Now go to sleep, we.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld.
Happy Monday.
Medicine Monday.
What a weekend. How was your weekend, Barry?
It was good. I saw friends. Like I went out. Like it was a lot for me to handle at first. Like I prepped myself the night before, but my family and everyone was like, Barry, you're vaccinated. There is nothing else you can do. Like you wear your mask, you're vaccinated. Like you have to, yes, still be careful, but like you can go out. Like you can. And all my friends needed too, so it's
right.
Like,
I got my second dose on Saturday. Yesterday yeah. was not my best day. I did not feel well. Feeling much better today, just the sore arm still, but not not like the chills and whatever. But
okay, good.
Very worth it, except for I'm stressing about the fact that now I'm like expected to make plans like a normal person again.
Oh yeah, and I was not myself. Like I wasn't myself when I was out because like it was, imagine sitting, yes, I've seen the people I've seen was like one-on-one outside. Like, right, you know, right, like, right. But this, I like saw my friends that I haven't seen in like a year and it was like, oh my gosh. But now, you know, just baby steps, baby steps.
Well, especially the weekday plans are intense because it's like, I finish work, I'm already in my home, I'm like within feet of my bed, and then I'm expected to like then get dressed and go somewhere. Like, I'm so used to it at this point, I finish working and then I just have like 6 hours to do whatever the fuck I want.
Right. So- and guys, Dylan and I would like all of us when we were in the office, if it was like a nice spring day, whatever, it'd be like, fuck this. Let's all go to happy hour. You know, like we wouldn't have to think about it.
You get drinks. You run a little errand.
I'm like, I have to buy new mascara. I have to buy an outfit. I don't have anything.
The area our old office was in was right by like a lot of good stores. So you could you know, do a little shopping. There were lots of options.
Now I'm exhausted.
I'm just thinking about it. Of course, we're going to talk about Real Housewives of Atlanta today. Before we do, on social media this weekend, there were a lot of Southern Charm and Summer House crossovers happening, and it's a lot to wrap my mind around.
A whirlwind of information, seriously.
So at Nemacolin, which is the resort in Pennsylvania where The Bachelor filmed, and also the Real Housewives of Potomac have gone there before, Luke, Carl, Shep, Craig, and John Pringle were all together. I think it was some kind of event. I don't think they just like planned a trip together.
I would assume. And the place.
Right. And then Paige and Sierra were in Charleston hanging out with Austin. We've heard inklings that Sierra and Austin are maybe an item post Winter House.
Possibly Paige and Craig.
Yeah. Who the hell knows? But it's funny to me. Obviously, they've known each other in the past. Like, a couple of those guys were on season 4 of Summer House. But it's interesting how, like, intertwined those two groups have become. And I don't know if I like it.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of do. Like, I actually do like like it. I think it's actually really cool. It's like a good group, a good vibe. But at the same time, one of my friends was DMing me last night because that Des Moines, who I don't follow, but the, you know, that, did I say it wrong? Des Moines, you know, guys, we've talked about this before. I can't do a French accent. Like I can't, we don't mix. Like it's, so, Des Moines. Had this whole thing where I'm sorry, it's where, you know, Paige was spotted in Charleston, but then it came out that they were all together. Like she was with Ciara. She wasn't just like there visiting like one-on-one, but I don't know. I can't really see her and Craig. I can see, you know, that's really cute. It's cutesy, but I don't know. It's not who I thought she was with. And maybe she's not with him. I don't know. We're assuming.
I could see them having like a little like canoodle moment in the winter house, but I don't know if I see them like together.
Yeah,
also, but Craig lives in Charleston. Like, stop doing these long distance relationships just because you're both on TV shows. Like, no.
Okay, but you guys know I'm a huge fan of Austin. So, like, Ciara and Austin, I can see. I kind of love it. And hello, speaking of Southern Charm, we also have Whitney and Madison. Like,
oh my god,
allegedly hooking up. Which, guys, by the way, I was like always thought this was going to happen because Patricia is in love with Madison. We know this. So like it's like she wants her to be with her son. And
right. She's like, now Whitney is the Budweiser that she deserves. okay.
Calling all my honeys. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Whether you're a bride, a wedding guest, or simply seeking everyday smoothing, Honeylove is the go-to for all things shapewear. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. For a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/MIA. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/MIA. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling Superpower Short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. It's designed to work with your body, not against it. The Superpower Short is helping ladies everywhere sculpt and smooth from stomach to thigh by offering just the perfect amount of compression. You won't have to worry about it rolling down, which is unheard of in shapewear, thanks to flexible boning that's hidden in the side seams. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/MIA. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/MIA. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Shape your life with Honeylove.
Let's talk about Atlanta. I'm sure we'll hear plenty more about the Winter House crew. Okay, so this episode, I feel like
my favorite.
We've moved into this like last phase of the season. Next week is the season finale, and we're kind of getting a couple of like last minute storylines. Mm-hmm. So we pick up at Candy's tasting at Blaze Steak and Seafood, which the food looks delicious, by the way. I know as a vegetarian, you probably weren't really, you know.
Like, yeah, I liked the actual ambiance. Restaurant. Yeah, the ambiance.
Everyone seemed to really enjoy the food, though. You know, there was lobster, there were crab, you know, it looked really good. I loved that we had the aunties there. You know, Auntie Nora was flirting with Ralph, which was so hilarious.
I just feel like older women can do no wrong. Like they just like,
yeah,
like the let it go. It's someone's husband, but like, you're not going to do anything about it.
But so we get this weird drama that pops up between Shamia and Marlo. And it feels like it comes out of nowhere. And it turns out from Shamia's comment on Instagram, they kind of butted heads in New Orleans, but that ended up getting cut out. So here's what she said on Instagram, because then they're talking about whether or not Marlo had lipo before the trip.
Well, yeah, we'll get into that.
She said, I don't give a fuck about this B and her lipo. I only called at Marlo Hampton out because she came for me and Nola, which was edited out, and said she was gonna fuck my hubby. Everyone witnessed it. Eye roll emoji. Otherwise, I could give a damn about a lisp queen.
Okay, here's the thing though, when I get that both of them are friends of, so maybe they wouldn't have included that. But I hate when like they cut things like that where we all know it would make good TV and good drama. So, and we, and it's going to continue on. So we have to know what's happening.
Right. I would understand if they cut out their kind of disagreement altogether and just decided not to include it. But it made this lipo thing seem so random because, so basically Marlo had this like back brace that she was wearing in New Orleans. And she was saying it was because one of her nephews like jumped on her and it hurt her back. And okay, so she fully admits that she's gotten lipo in the past and says that she has an appointment to get lipo again in 2 weeks. But then Shamia and Portia are claiming that she lied and actually had lipo before the trip. And that's why she was wearing like the back brace, or I don't know how lipo really works, but it's weird because it's like they're trying to shame her for having lipo, but she's literally telling them that she has gotten lipo. And so I don't understand why they think it's like this big deal all of a sudden.
I think they weren't shaming her for the actual lipo. And if they were, that's messed up. I think they were shaming her for lying about like, why did you lie and say your nephews, you know, why'd you bring the kids into it? And as opposed to just being like, I got lipo. But listen, like some people don't, that might not be something they want to share. Like, I don't know. It's.
Yeah. It's just interesting because for her to be like, no, I'm going in 2 weeks. Like, she's clearly not like, I would never get lipo.
But that conversation was so hard to follow where they were all sitting on the couch and she was like, wait, what? What'd you just say? And it's like, that was the lot. Like, she was caught like right then and there because it was going around in circles. But the thing is like, why are you saying you're going to so, which means like you're open about talking about it. So why did you lie in the first place? I don't know. It was just like very, it felt, I told Dylan earlier, it felt, the whole thing felt very like forced. Like, I don't understand.
So then during the episode, Marlo tweeted. And then after that, she deleted this tweet, did a little charity work this season and helped round out old girl's stale storyline, getting her closer to the finish line for a peach next season. That is a hilarious tweet. I'm sorry, because it's funny because first of all, Marlo herself has never had a peach. So it's funny that she's like acting like she's pulling the strings. But also, it's just funny because Shamia actually sort of unexpectedly this season has had her most kind of,
yeah,
her biggest role that she's ever had on the show. So it's just like,
I think Marlo's been pretty open though about not wanting a peach. Like, she likes her place, like, yeah, what she is. But
at this point, I'm not on the like get Marlo a peach campaign. I think she totally deserves one. But to me, it's like, it doesn't matter at this point. I'm sure she's I'm sure she makes good money on this show. So
totally. I also just want to point out how like effing good Marlo looks like when she rolled up to Moore Manor. First of all, all of them coming in with their cars, I was like, this looks like a movie, oh my god. But Marlo coming up in the Rolls Royce, she like gets out, like she looks phenomenal. I feel like she also has really good energy. She has very good energy this season.
Okay, as much as I think her kind of dynamic between Portia and Kenya is weird, I do appreciate that she and Kenya seem to be really genuinely like trying to move on from their past. Yeah. And she tweeted about that also, that she just like has no interest in, you know, continuing to have issues with Kenya. And I wish that didn't kind of come at the expense of her relationship with Portia, but nevertheless, it is nice to see those two making progress, especially because Kenya this season is not like, she has been really messy. And I wish she was showing us more of her dynamic with Mark, but it's weirdly like that is clearly just not super on the table. Like, she'll talk about it a little bit, but that she doesn't really want that to be like her storyline.
Well, and I think it's also because the issues are like so there that I don't think she can bring that into a storyline. Like, I know we always say like you have to talk about what's going on in your life, but like we even see he blocks her like next, you know, like like it's like affecting her relationship with like her daughter. So like I agree with that. But you know what's annoying? Like, we see her at her house with all these women, and like whenever we see Kenya in these types of scenes, she's fun. Like, I feel like she just genuinely needs attention, and like that's annoying to me. But then she gets like petty, and it's like it is annoying to watch because you're not a child, you're an adult. So like, unless it's about you, we can't have fun, you know?
It's just frustrating to me because, you know, we've spent so much time on this Bolo storyline, and now we're spending time on this Profit storyline, which we'll get to in a minute. But when Kenya's talking to Candy and Cynthia about what's going on with Mark, I think that is so interesting. And it's like, it's frustrating that we're spending so much more time on these kind of like, I don't think they're fake storylines, but I think they're definitely like produced. Whereas, you know, when she's talking about how she's afraid to like pull the plug on her marriage and she feels like she hasn't tried everything, watching the show, it's like, it feels like they have never actually been that happy since they got married. And so it's crazy to think about what it must have done to her mind that like from the outside we're watching and it's like, divorce this man. And she still has this complex where she feels like, no, like I have to try one more thing. Like there has to be something else. And it's interesting to see Candy especially get to the point where she's like, what are you like, what do you think is going to change? Like they've been married for probably like 3 years now and haven't been together for hardly any of it. And it's like, just let it, let the mouse go. But I understand from Kenya's perspective that it's like so much less, more complicated than that.
Of course. Like those are things that like, we'll never know. But also side note, Candy's, confessional look with her bangs and the blue eyeshadow, I almost fell off the couch.
Blue eyeshadow, like, and the neon yellow nails is like a power look.
Amazing. But also when they said, you know, when you're like, you think these shows are going to be on like forever. I don't know why I think like they're not going to end. But when they were like, and next week on the season finale, I was like, wait, what? What? But then I was like, why am I surprised? I know they filmed the reunion last week. Like it has to come eventually, right. But I just wasn't ready for it. I wasn't.
I don't know. It's interesting because I feel like this season has been a little bumpy. Like there's been some moments that I've really enjoyed, but then there have been some episodes where I'm kind of like, yeah, this is like falling a little flat to me. So I feel like in some ways I'm like ready for the season to be over. I hope they have a really great reunion because I feel like Atlanta usually knows how to bring it at the reunion. But I'm interested to see kind of what, if we're going to get like a little bit of a cast shakeup for next season, if some friends of might be promoted.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk about the Profit situation, though, because...
Yeah.
This was, I'm going to go ahead and let you explain this because it was like, to me,
it's
just
weird.
Very
it's weird. Okay.
All I know is he was supposed to be at Drew's babies.
Drew is saying that at this night in Nice or whatever, LaToya got drunk. Drew's like assistant pastor friend, not the prophet, but this guy, Daniel, drove them home. And then basically, through Drew, LaToya got introduced to this guy, Prophet Lot, who's supposed to bless her baby or whatever. And so allegedly, Drew is saying that LaToya is like, was like hooking up with this prophet who Drew said was engaged. And so then Drew feels betrayed or whatever, feels like she can't have Prophet Lot do the baby blessing. So that's like canceled, postponed, whatever, so she can find someone else. And LaToya basically is like, I took this guy's 4-week life coaching course And yeah, like we're close or whatever, but you know, he's not engaged and I don't know why she cares, which I sort of agree. I think the thing for me is that I really like Drew. I think Drew is, you know, really doing like doing the work at this point to like bring it, but I don't mm-hmm. care about LaToya. And so mm-hmm. it's hard because all of a sudden this whole drama is revolving around, did LaToya hook up with this guy? Are they talking? Whatever. And it's like, I don't really care.
I know that's the part where earlier when I said it felt forced, like it was this situation, not the light bulb. I don't know why I said that. It was this because it's like, I don't know what. Drew and LaToya, we know, have had issues since day one. So it's like, why? And I don't understand. I agree with you. I really like Drew also. So I don't understand the point of this other than like she just wanted to like, you know, get under LaToya's skin maybe. But she, yeah, she said the prophet like pulled out. Oh, that, sorry. That's like, bad choice of words, but didn't go forward with the baby blessing because of the drama. Like he couldn't be like partake in it, whatever. And I thought that had nothing to do with LaToya, even though she did because she was the drama. But then when they FaceTimed him, that was like so like sleepover slumber party girl like drama. Like she like was like, this is all my friends. And then she like made that him like say it. And then they were trying to ask him like who Ralph was with like in Florida. And I was like, this is just getting like petty, like back and forth.
Yeah, it's like weirdly petty. I don't fully understand who this Prophet Lot guy like actually is. You know, like I'm like, okay, I thought at first I was like, okay, he's like their pastor, but then it's like he's just like this dude that's like out and about, but he talks to God. So that's like why he's notable.
LaToya's like, I'm gonna go to prophet.com and get another prophet.
Right. Like, she's like, don't you have like six people lined up that could do your baby shower? Whatever.
I don't know. I feel like this is the type of thing where it clearly goes into next episode because we see her, they get like physical a little bit. I don't think it goes far, but I don't really know what, like, if that's just like done, like this situation happened and it's done.
Also, there's a weird element to it that, you know, we've already had this whole Bolo storyline, which has felt kind of like sex shamey, and then now we have this Prophet Lot thing. And Drew, I understand why she would be, you know, annoyed or frustrated if she felt like LaToya kind of like betrayed her trust or, you know, something like that. But the whole, like, when she says that LaToya has the Delilah spirit and she's like praying on the prophet, it feels like unnecessarily like sex shamey again, that it's like, okay, you can be mad at her if she messed up your personal relationship or whatever, but the issue isn't that LaToya's like, you know, out here corrupting these men. Like they say kind of when she says praying on the prophet, like they're saying like, this is a grown man. Like he's not like,
yeah.
Like he's like, it's not like LaToya is like running around like hypnotizing people into having sex with her. Like, I think that's the thing that kind of is like a little off to me, is like, okay, you can be mad about the overall situation, but like, it's not like LaToya is not like doing anything wrong because she had sex with someone. I don't know.
Right. And she's like, I'm getting divorced. Like I'm in the middle of like getting divorced. It's not like, you know, I'm like happily married and my husband's at home, whatever. That's, you
also
know,
like
not-
Delilah spirit is like what I'm going to try and channel this summer, like post facts, like, you know, I'm not going to, yes, just like corrupting men left and right. Like that's my goal for this year.
Yeah. Okay. I'm like down for it. Yeah. Like who's saying it's a bad thing?
Right. Like
we need to do that.
Never did I think we would be referencing Bible stories on this podcast, but here we are. I think it's time for the Grab the Skinny Pop moment of the day. As we like to say, endless entertainment calls for endless popcorn. And luckily every kernel of Skinny Pop is so crunchy and delicious that we can eat it by the handful or even the bagful. Barry, what moment from this, you know, last few days made you grab the Skinny Pop?
My grab the Skinny Pop moment was 100% when the girls, the ladies, were talking about motorboating, and Cynthia had not a clue what motorboating was. So LaToya had to just use her as an example. And then Cynthia was like, wait, down there? Like, she was really, she really didn't know what motorboating was. And you know what? You learn something new every day.
She's been married how many times? I mean, and not once. I want that for her. You know, maybe, hopefully Mike Hill was watching and taking notes so they can try some new things. My grab the skinny pot moment was the social media exchange between Marlo and Shamiha. I wish we had seen the full story on the show, but, you know, I love a messy moment on social media. And, you know, best believe I was crunch, crunch, crunch in that popcorn. what a good moment. I hope we get some of that dynamic at the reunion because we know they were both there. And
Dylan, we're going to go through bags of skinny pop more during the reunion.
Well, that is today's Grab the Skinny Pop moment. Of course, you can grab Skinny Pop yourself at retailers nationwide or go to the Shop Now page on skinnypop.com. This was such a fun time. I hope you will join us again on Thursday for another episode. In the meantime, check out our Bravo by Betches merch collection on shop.betches.com. We've got some hot and fresh stuff there ready for you to check out. Of course, you can follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches. Rate, review, subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen, and just be cool.
Don't be all like uncool.
Mention It All is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Dylan Hafer. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at Bravo by Betches on Instagram and Twitter. Betches.